We find it so easy today to go along with the crowd. But have you ever stopped to consider that the crowd may be wrong? For example, Adam Thompson of Cincinnati, Ohio, near the middle of the 18th century, was the first American to fill a bathtub. Those who heard of it became alarmed. Doctors predicted rheumatism and inflammation of the lungs from such practice. Some American cities went so far as to put a ban on bathtubs and even refused permission to do the new, as they called it, bathtub exercise. But of course today a home is not complete without a bathtub or at least a shower. The crowd was wrong. England once had a law forbidding a vehicle from exceeding 4 miles an hour. This law was amended so that if anyone desired to travel this fast, they were to have a person going before them with a red flag warning the people of the danger. But today we have transportation that travels far, far in excess of that. And once again, the crowd was wrong. Musicians and critics groaned and laughed at the music Richard Wagner wrote. But his compositions have transformed the music world. The crowd was wrong. Mr. Westinghouse was called a fool for daring to think that he could stop a railroad train with wind. But now the Westinghouse air brakes are used the world over. The crowd was wrong. Fulton's Folly was the name the crowd gave to the first steamboat. But today the steamship, like small cities, has been sailing the seven seas for years. The crowd was wrong. Through tons of waste material, Madame Curie sorted to get radium. What is radium? The crowd asked laughingly. Today, it is a valuable asset in fighting disease. The lasting crowd was wrong. For 11 years, Goodyear and his wife worked on vulcanizing rubber. Everyone laughed at Goodyear. But today, wherever rubber is named, you hear the name Goodyear. The crowd was badly mistaken. Friend of mine, let me ask you, could the crowds of today be wrong? Could you be wrong? Tell me, what is your attitude toward a loving God? What is your attitude toward the forgiveness of sins? That is, your sins. What is your attitude toward a holy God who tells us in His Word that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? What is the attitude of the world? What is the attitude of the crowd, the masses, who tell us that salvation is something you cannot be sure about, something that you may get if you work hard enough and long enough and be good enough? Well, let me tell you, friend of mine, not only is it possible that the crowd is wrong, but according to the Bible, the crowd is wrong if they are trusting anything other than the person and work of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to get them to heaven. The Bible emphatically teaches us that the wages of sin is death. That is, what you work for in sin is death. Not only physical death, but spiritual death. Eternal death. Eternal banishment from the presence of a holy God is the result of all of your labors, friend of mine, outside of Christ. But the same verse that says the wages of sin is death goes ahead and tells us that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, this is not the idea, the teaching of the masses, of the crowd. But, friend of mine, when the crowd is contrary to the Word of God, the crowd, regardless of their numbers, the crowd is wrong. Friend of mine, have you trusted the Lord Jesus? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Furthermore, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Let me encourage you, friend of mine, step out from among the masses who are wrong and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, God's gift of eternal life. He'll save you, and by the Word of God you can know it today. Do it for His name's sake and for your own soul's sake. May the Lord bless you.